And the following presentation have no financial relationships with commercial interests to declare. So here are the four contents of the study that I'll go through. And as we know, over the past few decades, low levels of physical activity have been observed across the population. And findings from previous studies show that neighborhood features have been identified as one of the key determinants for physical activity level in both young and adult population. So what are some of the neighborhood features we talk about? Here are just the common four that we found in studies: neighborhood social economic condition, neighborhood social cohesion and collective efficacy, the walkability in the neighborhood, and how much open spaces does the neighborhood provide for its residents. Studies also suggest that poor neighborhood features can also trigger violent behavior in the neighborhood when compared to a more affluent places, and this is particularly true in the youth group. Now, these neighborhood violence have been recently linked to the chronic health conditions such as obesity and physical activity with an inverse association. However, most of the studies that we found are focusing on large populated communities or subjects from school-based samplings, not a lot was focusing on how neighborhood features were influencing both adult and child health among people living in local poor communities. And these are the two areas that we are trying to close, the two gaps we're trying to close in our current study. So the aims of the study are first to document the presence of a range of neighborhood characteristics potentially influencing physical activity among youth living in high poverty neighborhoods, and second to examining how these neighborhood exposures patterns youth physical activity. And here is just a diagram for our study method. So the study was taking place in Newark, New Jersey. And Newark is considered a relatively poor, high populated city in the United States. We pick a neighborhood, actually four neighborhoods that are a half mile radius near the opening of a new park, which is Nat Turner Park. The reason we pick that area because we want to see if the opening of the new park will increase the physical activity level in children who live there. And we did a cross-sectional study, a door-to-door survey was conducted for every household. The study population for this study, we are focusing on adults between 18 to 69 years of age, and plus one randomly selected child between 3 to 12 years of age. So the questionnaire contains about 57 questions, including demographic variable and socioeconomic information. We also included exposure variables such as neighborhood violence, safety, working environment, and collective efficacy. All of these exposure variables were measured on different item Likert scale, and all of these questions have been tested in the previous study. So these are our two outcome variables, the children's physical activity level and adults' mental health. For children's physical activity, we asked the adults to rate how many days per week does their child engage in moderate and vigorous physical activity. And the questions were chosen from International Physical Activity Questionnaire. And also, the minutes of activity spent in moderate physical activity were multiplied by the metabolic equivalence as indicated in the questionnaire protocol and converted to hours per week. So as reference, 1 MET is the energy expended at rest, and 2 MET indicates the energy expended is twice that at rest. We also tested children's use of parks and look at the perception of the park safety. So for adults' mental health, we're focusing on the anxiety level, which was based on six item Likert scale, and the questions were chosen from brief symptom inventory. So to summarize the study sample, we used descriptive statistics, and logistic and linear regression model were also performed to examining the association between exposure and outcome. Cronbach's alpha was calculated, used to calculate the internal consistency. And for all of our final models, we included children, confounders such as children's gender, age, asthma level, and adults' education level and income level. So here's our descriptive characteristic table. As you can see, most of our participants were female, African American. Only about 5% of them have college degree or more. About 67% of them were unemployed. So 50% of them earned about 8,000 or less in the year of 2008. And majority of them, 75% of them, were single. Here is the table that showed the health conditions. About 25% of children have asthma. And you can see for walking among adults, the mean number of hours per week was a little over 4 hours. Under moderate physical activity, the mean number of hours per week for children were about 10 hours. So this is the table for neighborhood exposure. And you can see that we have the neighborhood scale showed a moderate to strong internal consistency with the lowest value of safety scale, which is 0.62. And this is just a breakdown of percentage distribution of witnessing violent behavior few or many times in the past year. And it showed that all participants reported witnessing at least one violent event in their neighborhood over the past year. And the highest one was heard gunshots, about 74%. That's really high. So this is our adjusted linear regression model for neighborhood collective efficacy and neighborhood violence and neighborhood safety. So the increasing perception of collective efficacy in the neighborhood was associated with a decreased report of neighborhood violence of 0.32 and an increased sense of neighborhood safety of 0.11. And we also tested the crude and adjusted logistic regression model for use of parks and perception of sense of park safety. So for the first one, as one unit increase in safety scale, there's about 30% increase in use of parks and about 70% increase in the perception of the safety of parks. Here is our final result for anxiety level in adult mental health, and so far there's no significant result. Our last table is a crude and adjusted linear regression model that was done on the neighborhood scale and moderate MET level, and you can see for every one unit increase in the safety scale, there's about 119.3 increase in the mean moderate MET level. So to sum up, the neighborhood safety was associated with children's use of parks, perception of the safety of the parks, and youth participation in moderate levels of physical activity. Also, the collective efficacy in the neighborhood was associated with neighborhood safety and violence. So out of our four scales, only safety scale was showed consistent significant results with our outcome variables. So these show that perception of the neighborhood safety may be more important when compared to recognized violence in the neighborhood. And also the high level of activity for young children or the small sample size for our study might be the reason why none of the neighborhood scale were associated with estimate of MET level in moderate physical activity. So some of the limitation of this study, because it was a self-reported survey, so there are more room for measurement error. And because this is a cross-sectional study, so the causality of the study cannot be established. And there was a lack of variability of the violence scale because there's a high poverty neighborhood sample. And we only had about 107 subjects, so it's a relatively small sample size. But even with a small sample size, we still have significant result between the neighborhood features and physical activity level, so that showed a strong association. And some of the other strengths of the study, this is one of the few studies that was done on an underserved and understudied community, and all of our measurements were previously tested, so it's reliable. And this is the study of the study of physical activity is relevant for addressing the current obesity epidemic. So some of the future interventions, we should consider targeting the poor neighborhood factors such as violence and collective advocacy to improve the health of all community members, and use parks as a resource for promoting physical activity. And last, we should integrate various disciplines and analytics approaches to better understand the multiple dimensions of the neighborhood life and how it's going to affect on people's health. And finally, I'd like to thank all of the volunteers for their hard work, and especially for the families who agreed to participate and help us finish this study. Thank you.